Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. The name Alfred Hitchcock inspires a myriad of feelings in the filmgoer of any era, from heart-pounding thrills to abject fear, and usually to the tune of his grand Hollywood classics. But one can easily forget his early days as one of England's national treasures. Such classics as Blackmail, The Lady Vanishes, and the original The Man Who Knew Too Much were the proving ground for the future master of suspense, culminating in the film that got him recognition at last in the United States, The 39 Steps. His second film with Gaumont British, the story begins in an English music hall, where a brawl breaks out among the patrons, which grows to full panic when three gunshots are heard. Our hero, Richard Hannay, a Canadian engineer, is among those leaving the theater, and finds a woman clasping his arm. Said woman asks to accompany him to his flat in Portland Place, and however skeptical he may be of her intentions, he lets her in. Come to find out, she fired those shots at a man who sought to kill her. This woman, by the alias Annabella Smith, is a spy of no nation, who is tracking down a stolen secret vital to England's air defense. With spies on the neighboring street corner, Hannay is in it up to his neck, and the tide only rises when Miss Smith is murdered that night. Hannay is forced to go on the lam, and what happens next means his life and the security of the free world. The 39 Steps is, among many other things, the genesis of the Running Man films that made Hitchcock a star on both sides of the pond, and it is no doubt one of the best, if not the. Traversing the full length of the United Kingdom, and all in locations that you cannot fake, it's no wonder he became one of the finest auteurs of all time. His cast works brilliantly as well. Robert Donat, one of England's finest, plays Hannay to perfection, from wry gentleman to a defiant innocent to patriot on a mission at the drop of a hat. He's truly a master of the craft. We should all be so lucky to leave behind so brilliant a pedigree as he. Madeline Carroll, later a real-life heroine of the Second World War, plays Pamela, the romantic ingenue of the story, a woman who initially attempts to turn Hannay in, but finds herself in it as much as him before too long. She's kind of annoying at the outset, as she must be, but the closer she gets to Hannay, in all senses of the phrase, the better. Members of the crew are at their best as well. Director of photography Bernard Knowles, later a director in his own right in England, captures the unmistakable, vast locations with the lush, painterly tones only offered by black-and-white photography, and still manages to create a feeling of claustrophobia that the story requires. Editor Derek N. Twist is also in fine form, aiding the cinematographer in creating the mood, and working in some visual and auditory tricks that would quickly become a staple of Hitchcock's work. Soon after release, Hitchcock felt that he had reached his peak in Mother England, and the success of this film netted him a deal to move to Hollywood, working for producing titan David O. Selznick, beginning strongly with Rebecca and ending tumultuously with The Paradine Case. But still, this marked the evolution of Hitchcock, his directorial style, and his status as a legend, and he owed it greatly to The 39 Steps, one of his finest films and a true classic. I hope you enjoy it. The 39 Steps is available on DVD and Blu-ray from the Criterion Collection in the United States and ITV Studios in the United Kingdom.